I need my husband to understand that I can't be in the marriage any longer.
You need him to understand, is that true?
I would like him to.
You need him to understand. Can you absolutely know that that's true? This is a very important question.
No, I can't absolutely know that.
How do you react when you believe the thought that you need him to understand and he doesn't?
I keep looking for something I can't have. I keep looking over there all the time at him. I keep looking to him for answers, and he doesn't have any, and I get more and more frustrated.
How do you treat him when he still doesn't give you understanding?
I treat him as if it's his fault.
And when he still doesn't understand?
I give up.
What does that look like when you give up and you still think you need him to understand?
I become patronizing and bitter, or quiet and sulky. I feel and behave like a victim.
Who would you be without that thought, I need him to understand?
Relieved of a lot of stress, allowing him to be who he is in his silence.
Even when people say, oh, I understand, we can never be sure what it is they're understanding. This is impossible, honey. Let's look at what's possible. I need him to understand me. Turn it around.
I need to understand myself.
Yes, you've given yourself a lot of understanding just by writing out this worksheet. Whenever you want to understand yourself, judge your partner, write it down, ask for questions, and turn it around. Can you find another turnaround for I need my husband to understand me?
I need to understand my husband.
It could be that he is hurting and can't understand. You have some answers for him now, answers that you can give him in a loving way without anger. Let him know what you've been discovering about yourself as you would a good friend, and then understand him. There's another turnaround.
I don't need him to understand me. That would be nice.
If we are clear and honest, it's much simpler for the people who love us to understand where we are coming from. We are not screaming at them as if they are enemies. We're just kind and loving, and we let them know clearly how we have contributed to the problem. We know that they want to understand, but if we expect any understanding from them, we're off the mark. What's important is not that they understand, it's that we understand, because this is where we are the happiest.
That feels much better, because then I am responsible for the situation.
Read the next statement you wrote.
My husband shouldn't let me down by not talking to me.
Turn it around.
I shouldn't let me down by not talking to myself.
Yes. Are you looking for answers from him that are within you?
They're hard to find.
And you think he should be able to do it? Read the next statement.
I need my husband to see where I am now.
You need him to see where you are now. Is that true?
I would like that. It would make me more calm and secure.
Let's look at it this way. He doesn't see where you are now. Is that true? Have you told him that you're leaving?
No.
Your husband should see where you are now. Is that true?
No.
That's a good find. You've been silent.
I have talked about everything leading up to this point.
And he should see where you are now. Is that true? Is he psychic?
No.
How do you react when you believe that thought, and he has no clue that you're leaving him?
I get very stressed.
Turn it around.
My husband should not see where I am now.
It's not possible. Why are you afraid of telling him?
I'm afraid that he'll go into shock and fall apart.
You're afraid that he'll go into shock and fall apart, and then what will happen to you?
I'll feel responsible and have huge guilt. And I'm afraid of the anger of my grandma, my mother-in-law, and all that.